Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you. And we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And say hello to our friend Diana Russini from The Athletic. Diana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. After a great weekend of sports, I used to cover the UConn women. That was my first big job in sports.
Nice.
I worked for NBC Connecticut, and it was all UConn women all day. And I remember thinking, I'm never going to get to ESPN if I just keep covering the UConn women. No one cares. Well, guess what? They care.
They sure do.
So it was pretty cool to see Gina win again. And then, of course, I also used to cover Alex Ovechkin in Washington when I worked there. So to see Ovi break the record. And the start of Masters Week, and of course, all drafts. So I feel like it's just a good time in sports, you know?
I totally agree. I love this time of year. I can't wait for the Masters coming up. And like you said, an awesome weekend in the world of sports. So, Diana, from our vantage point kind of looking in here, it seems pretty clear that the Titans are leaning Cam Ward at number one overall. And they canceled the workout with Shedeur Sanders over the weekend. So how do you view, I guess, the way that this is all set up here with the Titans not going out and getting a veteran quarterback of note that's going to be a threat to start games? Is it as simple as Cam Ward? How do you view like this decision and how it's viewed by the Titans organization?
Yeah, I think they've been doing tons of work on these quarterbacks, knowing that they want to get a guy and bring him in for the future. And this going back to probably even checking out fill of these guys during the season just to make sure they know everything about each of these guys. And I'd always gotten the sense that Cam Ward was going to be their choice in terms of if you had to rank the quarterbacks that Tennessee liked. So obviously knowing that they canceled the Shedeur Sanders private workout almost as a courtesy of, look, we're not going to waste time. We know what we want. We know what direction we're going in. We've watched you plenty. We know what we need to know. So here they are now taking a big swing on a quarterback, it appears, right? I think most people around the league, you know, believe that this is the direction the Tennessee Titans are going to go in. I was at the owners' meeting last week talking with some people part of the organization, and look, no one's going to tell you to your face, yes, we've decided, you know, it is set in stone internally, but you definitely get a sense that they're excited about this and that this is the direction they're going to go in. I do know that there are other teams hoping that they pick up the phone, that the Titans answer their call and maybe are able to at least consider a trade to get up there, to get number one, or at least to pick number one overall, as we know that there's some quarterback desperate teams right now. But I think as things stand right now, I feel pretty good that this is the direction the Titans are going to go in, and they feel good about it.
Did you get the sense, Diana, that I don't know if disagreement's the right way to characterize it, but that there were some in the organization who at some point were more in favor of looking to trade down? I mean, it felt like at the combine around that time that, you know, it seemed like around the league, it was sort of like the feeling that, you know, the Titans were probably looking to do that. And obviously all signs point to Cam now. Like, do you feel like there's been different viewpoints on that, and also I guess that they've sort of just evolved into Cam as the answer?
Yeah, that's a good read by you, because you're right. At the combine, I definitely left Indianapolis thinking, okay, phone lines are open. Like, they're going to talk this out. And I think they're doing this the right way, where they are listening and they have listened to offers. But I think when they're looking at the organization as a whole and what's best for them, they have that strong of a belief in what Cam Ward can do for them. And I think the belief that they also even have in their head coach and Brian Callahan and what he can do in terms of an offense and helping, we'll call it just groom a young quarterback in his system to have success. So yeah, do I think that there was healthy conversation internally? I know that there was about what should they do? What's the best for the future and even the present of the Tennessee Titans. And when you look at the people in charge, you look at their backgrounds, you look at how they do things at the organizations that they were before they were in Tennessee, collecting picks was the way to go. So of course it was on the table of, hey, this is what I know. Here's what I know works. But when you've got a quarterback that you believe in, you're gonna pick that over those picks, unless it's something so outrageous, so over the top, which at this point I don't see a team that's willing to give that much to move Tennessee off that. Of course, you know, we've got a little over 2 weeks before this all goes down, but I think everyone feels pretty good that Cam Ward is the guy for Tennessee.
So, Diana, as you're well aware, I mean, it's been a heck of a shuffle in the Titans front office with their power structure over the last couple of years. You had Robinson in, Robinson out, Vrabel gets fired, and now you've got Rand Carthon out and Mike Borgonzi coming in with Chad Brinker and that dynamic. They've hired Reggie McKenzie and Dave Ziegler. It's a different way that they're trying to go about doing things here. So what do you make of, as you sift through kind of the wreckage here of how this has all ended up, what do you make of the current power structure in place for the Titans and the way that they're trying to go about things here under Amy Adams Strunk?
It just goes to show you how quickly things can change, because when, you know, we would talk, when I would see you at Titans practices years ago, it was such a steady ship, right? With John Robinson as the general manager and Mike Vrabel, the head coach, there weren't a lot of firings. There was change, right? Because we know that, you know, offensive coordinators moved on, whether it was Matt LaFleur, Arthur Smith. But everything was steady there. The problem was, I think, roster building. I think it was finding really good players and putting themselves in some tough positions and obviously trading away some key players like A.J. Brown. So to go from a time when the Titans were very clear with who they were and what they were to now, which I think my biggest question I have about Tennessee, and I would ask them directly if they were in front of me right now, is what are they? What are the Titans? What are the 2025 Titans? Because I wasn't even sure what the 2024 Titans were. But I had a fantastic conversation with Coach Callahan during the Senior Bowl, just about that first year, about what that was like for him, how much he learned. And, you know, collectively around the league, one of my favorite conversations is actually that type of conversation of talking to a coach after his first year. And it is mind-blowing how much they learn and how much they grow, almost like players when you see them take that big step in their second season. I think you're going to get a different version of Brian Callahan. I think when you lose the way he did and you're open to listening to a lot of people, you realize the best way to go about conducting a team and leading is to do it the way that you know. And you tend to gravitate towards listening and being open because you want to be collaborative. But at the end of the day, someone's got to make the call. Someone's got to be the decision maker and someone's got to lead. And I think that's the version of Brian Callahan we're going to see, which then can maybe help answer the question that I have, which is what are they? Who are they going to be? Are they going to be that tough team that we saw years ago? Are they going to be really skilled and talented? You know, and I just think with all the change, something needs to settle. I get questions all the time about Brian Callahan's future. You know, is he on the hot seat this year? I have a hard time believing ownership wants to go through another change after so many over the last few seasons. So I think despite the fact that we usually see general managers come in and want to bring their own guys, I think Mike Borgonzi is going to try to make this work with Brian Callahan and hope that they're going to get the best version of the Titans. But I can tell you around the league, the belief in what Mike Borgonzi can bring to Tennessee, just from based on what he knows and has learned on his way up, he's obviously paid his dues. That's being applauded for that hire. So while I think it's hard to hear ownership moving on and letting go and being all in on Rand and, you know, appear to be all in on Mike Vrabel, and then boom, they're gone and, you know, Rand's gone and then Mike's gone. I think for right now, they feel settled in this setup. We just have to see what it's going to look like.
So, Diana, you and Chase Daniel on the Awesome Scoop City podcast talking about the Browns. I mean, if we're all – I think we all would agree. You know, Cam Ward, one to the Titans. It would be shocking if there's any other outcome. But the Browns at two, fascinating. Still a lot of ways they could go at quarterback. What do you think that looks like right now?
I just feel like we're at a point where there's so many different situations that can play out. I do think – you know, with Cam Ward most likely going to Tennessee, you have to wonder what Cleveland's going to do. And the Shedeur Sanders element in all this, I just find really interesting, because you look at Cleveland and, you know, They've got Kenny Pickett on their roster. I don't believe Deshaun Watson's going to be able to play this year, obviously because he re-injured himself. So where do they go at quarterback if they don't have conviction that Shedeur Sanders is the guy? Well, then you probably go veteran quarterback market. Look, Joe Flacco had success there with Kevin Stefanski years ago, but they never brought him back. So I'm not sure where that stands. I know a few weeks ago, I don't believe that they were having any conversations. And then, of course, you got the Kirk Cousins element in all of this, where he's in Atlanta. He obviously played under Kevin Stefanski as his offensive coordinator when they were together in Minnesota. So could a trade maybe perhaps be in place if they don't go quarterback? And then you got the New York Giants, who I think are making moves that make you wonder, all right, well, you signed two veteran quarterbacks in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, essentially combined contractually. What are they making? 16, 15? That's like a bridge quarterback salary. They could still go quarterback here in the draft. And then, you look at their situation of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane on the hot seat. They are clearly on the hot seat, not from any information. It's all from public information that you see their owner talk about them, right? Like, you don't have to dig that hard. You just hear how the owner talks about them. You know he's not happy. So you have to wonder just – are they willing to roll the dice here and hope that Shedeur nails? When you have conversations with people watching these workouts and are doing so much work on this, it's crazy how all over the map I'm getting just, we'll call it report cards on Shedeur. I know one organization that sees him going in the top three, then I have another who doesn't even think he's a top 10. So I think it's so fluid right now, which I think is fair, and I think you guys get it, and people listening understand it at this point. I think the Browns are still trying to figure out what they want to do. I think the Giants are still trying to figure out what they want to do, and I think this stuff, Shedeur could slide, depending on where they go, if the Browns decide that they want to go best player available or perhaps trade out.
Well, Diana, you're really kind with your time, as always. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. And we've almost made it to draft time. Enjoy the next few weeks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Diana Russini, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road from The Athletic. We'll react to what Diana Russini had to say. Take your thoughts on all things Titans. We will have Corey Curtis from News 2 coming up at 8 o'clock as well, or 8:30 as well. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.